I glare at the wolf in the cell, waiting for an answer. He nods his head noncommittally.
Yes, and no.
You're not really holding up your end of the bargain, I warn, irritation flaring.
Aren't I?
He looks entirely unconcerned. I dig through my bag and pull out a hunk of preserved meat. The wolf stills. I can practically see his mouth watering. If you want this food, then you'd better talk.
What happened to the helpful little fox who saved my life?
She's grown tired of your evasive answers, I respond. The wolf paces in his cell. He turns to look at me.
Do you trust me, Red?
No, I laugh out.
Then why would you come to me, your mortal enemy, for answers?
Truth for truth? He nods. Because I have no one else to ask. He returns to the bars. He leans in closer.
The moth is a symbol of the underground. The people who have to hide in the shadows.
Why must they hide? I ask, ignoring how close he is. He tuts mockingly.
Why, from you, little fox, and your great fox king.
My head is whirling. Why would the people need to hide from the monarchy? My father hardly pays attention to me, let alone the actions of everyday people. I glower at the wolf. I don't believe you. He shrugs.
Suit yourself. But we traded a truth for a truth.
What good are veiled answers from a wolf in a cage? I step even closer, our faces only inches apart. I'm not afraid of this man. The shiver running through my veins is something else entirely. I'd be careful trying to outwit a fox, I warn. The fox always wins eventually. He grins.
Unless she's devoured by a wolf first.